Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you smell it?
It's time for the smell test.
Do you smell something?
We look where John Q. Public is putting their cash.
Trust me, you just gotta get past the smell.
And go the other way.
Can you feel it? Can you smell it?
Kevin's smell test on the T980.
All right. This is the ultimate happiness hedge weekend for me, because the two teams that I root for the hardest and the most, Maryland and Washington, I'm going to have their opponents in the smell test, which means if they win the game, outright, and even cover in Maryland's case, I'll be happy even if I lose my bet. And if Washington wins the game, I'll be happy even though I'll lose my bet. But the hedge is, if they don't, then I'll also be happy because I will have won my wager. That's how the happiness hedge works. Let's start with tomorrow. First of all, I had a loser last night in Texas State. That was a pick'em game. What sucks about that, they lost by 3. The game actually opened at 3, but it came down with super sharp money to pick. Actually, Texas State went off as a 1-point favorite, Denton. I don't know if you saw that. They bungled their way in the second half. They had a lead at one point. It was 21-21 halftime. Whatever. But lost that one. We continue to hit 16 against a 10 because there's a system here, and it's basic contrarian handicapping strategy. So that makes me 10-11 on the year after last night. I was 8-7 last week overall. I know that I didn't win the Texas-Michigan game. I had Michigan. I talked it up like this is, you know, a prototypical smell test selection. But again, let me emphasize, as I do each week, don't weight your games. You know, the people that, oh, this is my 5-star, so I'm going to put this much on this one. This is my 4-star game, I'll put a little less. No. Same amount on every game, straight bet. That way, if you do hit at 53, 54, 55% for the year, you win money. As long as you are paying the proper VIGs, the proper, you know, fees, you know, no more than -110 on a straight bet. Unless you buy a half point, then you got to pay a little bit more. And sometimes it's 100% worthwhile to do that. So let's start with tomorrow. We already talked about this in Denton's college preview, a game I'm looking forward to watching as well. Missouri, as they say throughout the state, unless you live in St. Louis. People that live in St. Louis say they live in Missouri. The rest of the state, especially when you get into like the Ozarks, we live in Missouri. Missouri is a 15.5-point favorite against a BC team that's 2-0 and has looked very impressive. The public really likes the underdog. I like the job Bill O'Brien is done. I think he's going to do a very good job at BC. I think BC will end up becoming a pretty good program under O'Brien. This line's high for a reason. There must be a mismatch in talent. I hate playing big favorites in the smell test, but I've got one here with Missouri minus the 15.5. Texas, with their very impressive win at Michigan. You know, this is a recent impressions business, sports betting is, when it comes to looking for the contrarian plays. When you get a team like Texas that goes into the Big House and blows out Michigan in their own building, well, then every public bettor, no matter who they're playing the following week and no matter what the point spread is, they're going to bet that team. And they are. Right now, Texas is one of the biggest plays public-wise on the board. They're playing UTSA, a team that lost last week to Texas State, the team I had last night, 49-10. The number is 35. I did find some 35s out there. Some of you will say, no, it's not. It's 35.5. And that's a big number, that half point at 35. You know, all of the touchdown numbers, the 7 numbers, those are big half points either way. I'm playing this at plus 35. I don't have to buy the half point. There's some 35s out there. UTSA plus the points. Maryland is one of the biggest public plays of the weekend as well. They view Maryland at minus 2.5, minus 3 as too short against UVA. UVA won 3 games last year with Tony Elliott, 3 games the year before. They're off to a 2-0 start. They beat Richmond and Wake Forest, and they had to come from behind last week to beat Wake. Maryland, it's not like the recent impression was a good one, but this line was going to be 9 2 weeks ago. 2.5 now. Sharp money on Maryland. Public on UVA. Public money on Maryland. Happiness hedge play. I'll buy the half point and take UVA plus the 3. Let's go to Sunday. And we look at that 1 o'clock window. And there are some really interesting games in the 1 o'clock window, Denton. Believe it or not, and this is going to be painful because I don't believe in this team offensively at all. I don't believe in the quarterback at all right now because they don't seem to have confidence in the quarterback, and the quarterback's dealing with yet another lawsuit. But Cleveland right now looks to be the biggest anti-public play of the day. They're getting 3 at Jacksonville, who had a 14-0 lead at Miami last week and lost. Cleveland plus 3 is the first play of the day. Now let's go to Minnesota, who opened up with that impressive win over the Giants, but it was the Giants. The 49ers looked awesome on Monday night. They probably looked better than anybody else did in week 1. The 49ers are laying 5 at US Bank against Minnesota, and the public's lined up on the 49ers. I'll take the Vikings plus the 5. A little bit of a revenge factor there, too, if you recall the Monday night game last year, which was a great Monday night game. Minnesota beat the 49ers in a physical, you know, excellent football game. The public loves backing the 49ers, laying less than a touchdown at any point. By the way, this line at one point was 6.5. It's down to 5. Give me Minnesota plus the 5. Staying in the 1 o'clock window, I've been talking about it all week. The Giants plus the 1.5 against Washington. It's self-explanatory here. We've been talking about it all week. Public loves Washington. I know they looked terrible last week, but it's really the Daniel Jones situation and the narrative that the Giants are horrible and that he is horrible. And this line opened to 2.5. It's down to 1.5. It's been as low as 1. I'll take the Giants plus the 1.5. I know that some of you thought for sure that I would take Carolina plus the points at home against the Chargers. Do I like Carolina? I do. Will I play them myself? Probably. Why? Public's lined up on the Chargers, but the sharp money has been switching on this game. I'm staying off this game. Thank you, my buddy Carl H., who always seems to via Twitter, give me exactly what my smell test picks are going to be for the week. And he had me at the top of the board having Carolina. No, I don't have Carolina. The Raiders are getting 9.5 against the Ravens in Baltimore. Baltimore is one of the biggest public plays of the weekend. I'll take the Raiders plus the 9.5. And I'll also, in a weird kind of a way, and I don't get it, the Cardinals are 1-point favorites at home over the Rams. I'll take the Cardinals laying the point. I don't think most people believe in the Cardinals, and a lot of people believe in the Rams. The Bengals are a play as well, plus the 6 at Arrowhead. Chicago's a play, plus 6 at Houston on Sunday night. And I'm pretty sure Monday Night Football will be Atlanta as well, plus the points. Philly is a heavily bet public side, but we'll check in on Monday for that one. But I think I'll end up adding Atlanta to the smell test. All right, college, Missouri minus 15.5, Virginia plus 3 buying the half point, UTSA plus 35. On Sunday, Cleveland plus 3, Minnesota plus 5, the Giants plus 1.5, the Raiders plus 9.5, Arizona minus one, Cincinnati plus six, the Bears plus six. Those are your plays. Yeah, it's a lot more NFL this week than college. I think most of you like that outcome because most of you think I've done much better over the years on NFL games. Slightly better on NFL games than college. Not much better. And again, Monday night, I think I'll have the Falcons. It looks like the Eagles are an overwhelming public favorite, but we'll check back in on that one on Monday. There it is. Smell test for week three of the college season, week two of the NFL season. We will go around the NFL in two different parts. We'll start with the 1 o'clock window next. We'll go to the late window next hour. Ben Standig will be with us at 12 noon. It's the Kevin.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.